What's your name? Vadim. Your last name? Bondarenko. Vadim Bondarenko, your position, rank, and regiment, please. Chief of Communications, Platoon Commander, Management of the Self-Propelled Artillery Division of the Independent 36th Marine Brigade, rank Senior Lieutenant. Have you seen any actions towards civilians? Once we were in position in the city, when we were told, take up the fence along the avenue. To the right of us was positioned the Independent 501st Marine Battalion, which at that time was still in place, and they shot at civilians who passed by their positions. Tell me about it. Tell me how it was. Just describe it. People were walking along the avenue with containers for water and with packages to find food, because I understand they were running out of food. When they entered the area of responsibility of the 501st Battalion, those servicemen fired a warning shot upwards. If people did not pay attention further, then they fired at them. And did they shoot from covered positions or what? Yes, from hidden locations. And what happened to the people they shot at? They stayed on the avenue, died. Those who died remained on the avenue. Why did they do it? I went to find out why they were shooting at civilians, and I was told they were shooting at men because they could either discover our positions or could be servicemen of the Russian Federation, disguised as civilians. And what did you say to that? I asked, why? We can't know for sure. But no one answered my question. And how many people did they kill in this way? 8 or 9 people. For how long did this happen? From 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Why did they stop doing it? Then came the shift that replaced me. I do not know what happened next. Whether they continued to kill people or not, I can't say. I don't know. Everything looks so terrible, to be honest. It doesn't fit in my head. You told me about 8 or 9 killed. You also testified to 2 murders from the neighboring battalion. 2 were also killed by servicemen. Why so? Here, explain. Just explain. Probably because the higher up authorities don't care. And junior officers won't be able to do anything. Well, the higher authorities don't care. Junior officers can't do anything. The president in general, the feeling that he has served on that comedy show 95 quarter, and so it serves. His advisor Arestovich tells fables. So what happened to the country? I don't know. I don't understand anything anymore.